Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Charles Vogel.
Do you think that 5 years of tamoxifen in a postmenopausal woman now is a sort of an acceptable therapy? I mean, I've heard people talk about, well, I'll wait the 5 years and then I'll start the AI.
I don't think it's an unacceptable strategy. I think that it is one of the strategies that can be used. I personally might use it in a patient perhaps with severe osteoporosis, where I would be hoping that the additional benefit on the bone might be helpful for that particular woman. In general, however, I switch to aromatase inhibitors exclusively. I mean, up front, I tend to give aromatase inhibitors as opposed to tamoxifen. One of the big questions, of course, is do you start with an aromatase inhibitor or do you give the patients their 2 years of tamoxifen? The people who start with aromatase inhibitors are concerned that the first year and a half to 2 years is one of the major peak recurrence times. And consequently, if you don't start with an aromatase inhibitor, you're going to miss that peak recurrence time. So in general, I do start with an aromatase inhibitor. In my patients who are on tamoxifen and they're postmenopausal, I generally do switch to an aromatase inhibitor after 2 years. In general, at 5 years, another unanswered question is what do you do with the patients who are on an aromatase inhibitor? Theoretically and biologically, there is no real reason to discontinue the aromatase inhibitor at 5 years. And we now have the MA17 data indicating that 5 years of Femara after 5 years of tamoxifen is beneficial. And we're looking now at 15 years of therapy. So for high-risk women, I tend to continue the aromatase inhibitor after employing the switching strategy. And for my patients who have had 5 years of tamoxifen or approaching 5 years of tamoxifen, I do switch in general to an aromatase inhibitor. All of these things are discussed with the patient, of course, and we now have another version of Adjuvant Online for that particular subset of women if they're very low risk.
The women who've hit 5 years.
Yes. There is part of the Adjuvant Online program that deals with women who have completed 5 years of tamoxifen. And for women who are at very low risk of recurrence, I think the benefit there is going to be marginal, and that needs to be discussed with the patient before committing them to 5 years of a drug that is very expensive.